Burlington, Vermont Police Chief Brandon Del Pozo was questioned by city councilors Monday night about the department's use of force policies. The sometimes contentious session occurred after body cam video from two incidents last September was released, and a man died following a third altercation with police in March. Two federal lawsuits have been filed against the city of Burlington after two separate incidents in September 2018 outside bars. Both claim police officers used excessive force. The lawsuits were filed less than a month after the Vermont Medical Examiner ruled as a homicide the March death of another man involved in an altercation with an officer. That case is being investigated by the Vermont State Police. Body cam video of the September incidents were released to the public on May 3rd. During Monday's City Council meeting, Police Chief Brandon Del Pozo outlined the department's current use of force policy.
It is a very serious matter under consideration, and what we're going to do tonight, in addition to answer questions that the council has, is talk about use of force in the police department, our policies, some of our experiences, and some of our ways forward.
Before he began his presentation, the chief faced an uphill battle to regain community trust. The majority of those stepping up during the public comment period questioned the department's actions and transparency. Kevin Rogers is an emergency department physician.
I believe that that video footage documents an unprovoked, unjustified, vicious attack on a citizen in our community. It is also not right that this comes to light only because of an excessive force lawsuit.
My name is Kenzie Hines. I'm going to read the demands of the Black Lives Matter of Greater Burlington. We demand the termination of officers Corey Campbell, Jason Bellavance, and Joseph Caro from the Burlington Police Department, as they are a threat to the safety of the community. We demand that all police operating in Chittenden County wear and consistently use body cameras, and that the free release of that footage to the public becomes mandatory.
Some city councilors also criticized the police department. Ward 7 Democrat progressive Ali Jang is the only person of color on the panel.
The issues to me is the leadership that we have in place. You did not bring a letter of resignation to the council.
Council President Kurt Wright had to admonish observers several times, as in this incident when Councilor Brian Pine posed a question to the police chief.
It feels like it's really disproportionate when the guys who got punished for the stolen beer got a longer punishment than the officers involved here.
Well, please don't do that. Show respect for the process.
Chief, I think that's one you probably should not answer in public session.
Excuse me. We listen to all of you, and I would expect you to show respect for the city attorney when she's speaking and the chief as well.
Progressive members of the Burlington City Council announced on May 4th that they planned to present a resolution at the meeting calling for a thorough review of the police department's use of force policy, but they did not put it forward. Ward 3 Progressive Pine says they realized they had not sought input from advocates, and so delayed introducing their measure.
This needs to have community voices, and we didn't do that, and we didn't think of it. So our bad, and we said, let's hold off for a week. Not a whole lot would happen in a week anyway. So we're trying to bring something together for next Monday, the 20th, because that's when we meet next.
Audio from the Burlington City Council meeting is courtesy of Channel 17 Town Meeting Television. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.